You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy Bates, looking forward to sharing another story of Christmas across cultures with you today. One of our beloved missionaries, Christy Young, she's also a fellow director of Christian education and serving the Lord in Kenya, and joining us today to share about Christmas in the cultures where she's serving. Krista, thanks so much for joining us and being a part of the 12 Days of Christmas here at KFUO.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm happy it works out.
Tell us a little bit about where the Lord has you serving today and how he has you serving.
Mm-hmm. I serve in the East Africa field office, which is located in Nairobi. And we work with the local church bodies and the Lutheran local church bodies in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, Malawi, a little bit in Madagascar and a little bit in South Africa and Ethiopia. So I'm the volunteer coordinator. And so as folks want to come and serve, teach at a seminary or do a medical mission team or share the gospel through like a VBS type of thing, I'm the one on the field here who helps them understand the work that they'll be doing and the culture and introducing them to the people and connecting churches here in East Africa to churches in the States.
Now, you mentioned learning about the culture. How have you been learning about the culture in the time that you've been there? How long have you been serving in East Africa?
2.5 years. We started in Ethiopia, and then we moved to Kenya after a year. And gifts is building relationships. And so I feel like I'm able to really make friends quickly with people to get past the polite stages and be able to dive right in and ask them the real questions about really, how is this really supposed to work? And so I've been blessed with some really great friends here in East Africa, church leaders and bishops and people who will kind of quietly take me aside and say, this is how it really works here. And so, and then the other missionaries that have been here longer than me, other expatriates that live in the countries, but a lot of listening and learning, and sometimes even learning the hard way. But yeah, it's been really great.
So tell us about Christmas in East Africa, particularly in Kenya, where you are.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar across most of the countries we work in. First you have to understand that relationship is everything in this culture. So everything you do is about your community, your extended family. And so majority of the people, they might live here in Nairobi in the city, will go back to their villages and celebrate Christmas with their extended families. And that means they will probably save up their money all year long, because traveling, you know, to the villages where they live will be expensive, and it will usually take a day or two. Usually it's like a big bus and then a smaller bus and then maybe even walking the rest of the way or something, depending on how remote their villages are. But everyone tries to go back to their home village for Christmas, and then they might spend a week or 2 weeks there. And they don't necessarily do a lot of decorations, and they don't do a lot of gifts. Really, I think the biggest emphasis is time together with family. And they'll spend the week, and then on Christmas Day, they'll have a big celebration. And some of the special foods that they have are kind of now what's becoming more less special, that they might have it more often during the year now. But my friends were telling me that years ago, something called chapati, which is a little bit like a tortilla with oil and flour and salt, would be used just, and chicken would be like a special Christmas Day feast. And then the rest of the year, they'll eat something called ugali, which is kind of a paste made from flour and water. So Christmas gets the oil and the salt and kind of the extra, the more expensive things. And yeah, so that's the biggest thing, is that they gather together, and that's important.
So Christmas is really a homecoming for them, and it's what would you say are some of the biggest differences for you having experience here in Christmas American culture and now Christmas in Kenyan culture?
I think that I remember my mom sort of picking on cousins who got just like clothes and socks for Christmas. And she thought that was just really sad that they didn't get anything fun, like no toys. And so in our family growing up, Christmas kind of was a little bit of the things that you needed anyway, but almost always there was something that you wouldn't maybe get for yourself, something a little bit nicer or more fun, like a toy or something. And here in Kenya, the gifts, it's not universal to give gifts. Gift giving is just maybe becoming a newer thing. And it really would be, if they're giving gifts, it would be like their school uniforms, or they need more notebooks or pencils for school, things like that. Children don't have cell phones. They don't expect name brand clothing. I mean, just in terms of the materialism, that's a big, huge difference. Decorations are harder to find here because it's not as important. So people aren't spending hundreds of dollars putting lights up outside or blow up things or any of that, because a lot of places don't even have electricity some parts of the week. So Christmas trees or any of that kind of thing. They might find like tinsel. We find a lot of like colored tinsel that I imagine my grandparents might have used several years back, really bright colors and gold and silver, or garland, maybe it's called. I don't even know what it's called. And some balloons, maybe they'll use balloons for some decorations, but not a whole lot of that. And because they don't give gifts, we started last year making little loaves of bread and taking them to our neighbors in our neighborhood. And that was really strange for them that we would give them a gift. And so they were kind of like, what's this for? And so then we were like, well, in our culture, we sometimes, and they're like, well, why do you do that? So that's been kind of fun to learn. And we have a couple neighbors who are Muslim, and, you know, hoping that we don't offend them, but helping them, you know, we celebrate the birth of Jesus by giving gifts and kind of using it as an opportunity. We're talking about our American culture, but really kind of trying to get in a couple other messages as well. So, yeah. And I think in the States, not as many people, they gather together as families, but it's not maybe quite as... Like there were years and years that we weren't able to go home for Christmas, and then, you know, but here it's kind of not even, you don't even question it. Everybody just goes. So I think that makes a big difference too.
Yeah, this is interesting. The second time that I've learned that homecoming is an important part of Christmas mm-hmm. traditions. I mean, we think of that here in the United States, but the way you describe it, I can see the differences. Well, thank you mm-hmm. so much for sharing about Christmas for you and your family and your friends in East Africa. And thank you for sharing about how the Lord has you serving mm-hmm. in East Africa. Thanks for being our guest on the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO.